So, where are we? What's happening?
So we're outside the Maritime here in Bonn, where the UNFCCC negotiations are taking place. These are the first climate talks since the disaster of Copenhagen. And what we're seeing here is a real fight from developing countries and from the voice of people against the disastrous Copenhagen Accord. The Copenhagen Accord, which is going to put the planet on a trajectory of between 4 to 5 degrees temperature increase, condemn billions of people to climate catastrophe, destroy our ecosystems, and what's happening now is that the main negotiating text that's there, that unfortunately reflects the contents of the Copenhagen Accord, which was driven by the United States. They've been bullying countries to sign up to the Copenhagen Accord, saying if they don't sign up, they won't get any access to any climate finance. They've already stopped Ecuador, Bolivia and other countries from having any access to any climate finance. And now after Cochabamba, where 35,000 people from all across the globe met and discussed what action we needed to take in terms of trying to tackle climate change, both in terms of here in terms of the negotiations, but also deeper in the systemic causes of climate change. And they put together a people's agreement. That people's agreement was taken by the Bolivian government and other ALBA countries and turned into a formal submission here into the negotiations. They submitted that document. Unfortunately, that document isn't reflected in the negotiating text. So what we're seeing over this whole week is pressure building up, both inside the negotiations and outside from ordinary people from all across the globe, trying to put pressure on the negotiations, saying you must reflect the Cochabamba People's Agreement. Because if that text doesn't reflect it, then what we only have the option of disaster. We need more ambitious options like the Cochabamba People's Agreement. And that has to be the battle for all people who believe in climate justice.
Cool. So what's happening right here, right now, with these people here?
So what we've got here is just a very light-hearted way of demonstrating to people, you know, the choices that negotiators have, that NGOs have, that all the people who are taking part in the negotiations over these 2 weeks have. What they have is they can follow the road to climate justice. And if they follow the road to climate justice, that really means supporting the content of the Cochabamba agreements. That means saying that rich countries must commit to a minimum of at least 50% emissions cuts domestically. No offsets, no cheating with market mechanisms. That they must commit to providing the necessary climate finance for developing countries, not only to adapt to climate, the impacts of climate change, but also to be able to grow cleanly and sustainably, to be able to put real solutions like the solutions in terms of sustainable agriculture. And so what we're asking people to do is make a choice. They can follow the Copenhagen Accord, the road to Copenhagen Accord, which is a road to nowhere, or they follow the road to climate justice, which is paved with people here who are standing up for the Cochabamba Agreement. So we're asking people to take a sticker to show their support, and we're asking people to take a leaflet, and hopefully all of this pressure is about making sure that within those negotiations reflect the views of people here outside.
And if people listening could see what was here, what would they see?
So we're outside one of the main metro stations that services here, the Maritime, where the negotiations are taking place. And as people leave the tube station, they met with activists who are helping people across the road. When it's busy with traffic, they're saying no to the Copenhagen stop. And when it's green, saying follow this road for climate justice. And then coming down the path, they meet a fork in the road, and there are people lined up on either side, like a traffic block, saying this is a road to nowhere, Copenhagen Accord. Take this road to climate justice, and giving people stickers.
And when we're hearing the cheering now, what's that all about?
Well, it's when people are saying, make the right choice, make the choice to support climate justice, come down this road for support Copenhagen Accord. So we're asking people to show, and it's a way of showing their support, and people are taking the stickers, taking the leaflets, also applauding the action because it resonates with so many people.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's the way to Copenhagen. The way of the Copenhagen Accord leads nowhere. It's an empty road. And here, that's the way of the Cochabamba Protocol, which leads to climate justice. Yeah, you're doing well. That's the right way.